For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly
just lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Sports, thanks for tuning in. We're very excited. Big show, lots to talk about. You know, it's not October, but it is a great year of sports. We're going to get into that really quickly. Joining us in studio is one of my favorite people in Hollywood and a really great comic. Aaron, thanks for coming, dude.
I see what you did there.
My good friend, I think he's one of the funniest guys. He was on, you saw him on Comedy Central's This Is Not Happening with our good friend Ari Shaffir. Look who's late! He's on Mexican Time. He looks like a terrorist, but he's really Chicano. It's Frank the Mexican.
How are you, buddy?
Frank, you know, if you don't show up on time, I'm going to stop putting you on Foul Fridays.
Sorry,
okay?
Man.
Here goes
so
that lucrative trash. 5
Ooh,
to 8 p.m.
Oh, no.
A week.
Don't
take
me off.
Lucrative. It is very lucrative.
I got a new nickname for the stat man. What about the terror spic?
Okay, I don't know. That went a little weird. Join us.
What was that last part?
Chicago Cubs super fan. He is personally credited with 4 of those piss cups in the corner.
Oh,
my good friend, John Huck, everybody.
Hi, thank you for having me. And that did sound rough. I didn't read anything about the bathrooms at Wrigley until the day after. And I was like, ooh, guess I'm glad I didn't go to opening day.
We'll get into all that real quick.
Ooh, sorry.
Guys, do your I got to take care of that. Do your shopping on punchdrunksports.com. Check out our Amazon links. Boom! Help us help you help us. And also, got to thank our friends at Caveman Coffee. They just hooked us up, and they're so thankful for all you guys. You guys did. Could you please not be harder?
What
are you doing?
I was just going to say.
What are you laughing? It sounds like you're smoking meth right there. Jesus Christ.
It did kind of sound like you were smoking
meth.
So,
Caveman Coffee. Go Caveman Coffee. Use Punch Drunk Sports. Get 10% off of your coffee, man. They sent us a letter thanking us for all the business Punch Drunk is saying to them. They're very appreciative of you, and we appreciate you guys, too. Real quick, I see all you guys putting out tweets, telling your friends to check us out, and I cannot thank you guys enough. And because you guys, and because of you got a TV show, our numbers have gone up. Almost up 5,000 listeners. So that to me is humongous.
That's very impressive.
So it's in anywhere from 3 to 5, depending on the episode. Very thankful. That means
all
you guys all got one person.
On rag.
Right? That means. What?
All we had to do to get that to happen was all three of us jerk off on a rag and send it through the mail.
Yeah, and we'll get into the firestorm that is the fart funnel in a couple seconds.
Someone emailed me about what about the older videos where we're posting those now? It's all things comedy, right?
What do you mean the older videos?
Yeah, the guy who's looking
past episodes.
Yeah, past episodes.
Those are going to be on what?
Dailymotion.com
/ all things comedy. Real quick, let's get into dates. Oh, the gate. And real quick, John Huck, are you going to be anywhere where our fans can come see you? Our drunk punchers, we call them. Drunk punchers.
I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv on April 15th, which is, I think, next Wednesday.
Awesome.
I'll be featuring for Jen Murphy and Murray Valeriano.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? Road Stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then April 25th, I'm co-headlining the Hollywood Improv with Jen Murphy.
Oh, that's great. Are you boning Jem Murphy?
No, no, we're just friends, and we get along well, and the people that come to see me
that's
really
a great
enjoy
show.
Her, and the people that come to see her really enjoy
I really
me,
so. Enjoy both of you guys.
He's
sexual,
boning her.
Sexual.
He's boning her.
I really think Jem Murphy's very funny.
Oh, and she's hilarious.
It's so interesting, and we'll get in. Well, this is sports, but it's so interesting. This is such a glory days of female comedy, and yet all my favorite friend
the
comics.
The funniest ones.
Are like, on top. These girls, they're giving shows to girls who can't do 5 minutes. And then Jen Murphy, who murders people.
For an hour. For an hour at a time.
Give her a fucking TV show. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Her, Christina Pajinski, Sarah Tiana, three heavy killers. I mean, if you put that show out in the middle of anywhere, they would change any fucking sexist guy's view of comedy.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They would all
oh,
kill
yeah.
it.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Tebow, what AA meetings are you going to be hitting soon?
I'll be at the Dunes House at 5:30.
Okay.
On 6th Street.
Okay.
And I'll be in the Belly Room probably in July, August, something like that.
All right. It's good to know you're going to be back. Frank, what do you got?
Roast Battle Tuesdays.
Roast Battles Tuesdays.
Oh, I'm going. This is live right now, right?
Yeah, we are live. They can
that
hear
is,
us
okay.
This moment.
Great. I'll be doing some comedy before the Roast Battle tonight at 10:30.
Oh, me too.
Who's yeah, on yeah. tonight? Who's roasting tonight?
Let me look that up.
Okay, and then I'm so excited. I'm doing the Laughing Skull in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it, and I'm finally getting into a new market. They've been nice enough to have me come out, so I'm going to be doing that. And Rooftop's going to be recording some of my sets and putting out some of my stuff. So it's good to finally start getting in the mix, you know. Everybody keeps talking indie artists.
Getting in the mix. Shut up.
Yeah, well, what, dude? I'm like, I'm this, like, independent fucking underground dude who just does his own shit. It's, like, good that the cool kids finally let me do a little thing, you know, here and there. So, I mean, I'm not trying to make this a pity party. But, very excited, man. So.
Again, that's the Belly Room in August.
All
There's
right.
Tebow getting in the mix.
So we have three battles tonight. Rob O'Reilly versus Danny Holes. Keith Riza versus MJB Comedy. Those are the undercards. The main events, Joss Waldron versus Doug Fager, both 1-0s. Number 40 and 47 on the rankings.
They got rankings now?
Yeah, they got rankings. Yeah.
If we get a second.
They got rankings?
Yeah, yeah. They
I
want to
come out of retirement.
Am I on the rankings?
I think you are.
Oh, how
no,
low am I?
Roast.
I think you're on like the 50s because you've only done it once. So there's a lot of like people who've only
Who's
done it once.
Who's number one?
I don't Alex even Hooper. Think I'm number two is me.
Really?
Yeah.
See where Wait, I'm
am
at.
I on
See
the
where I'm at.
Yeah, you are.
Because I did it once,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you want me to check it out?
I only did it once. Who's your roast, Sam?
I did it like seven times.
Did you, how many did you win, Jason?
Where's Sarah Tiana?
I lost once, but four of them, me and Sandy Danto, do impression characters and roast each other each round, like one round on
the
eBay.
I don't think they can.
He's like Pauly Shore.
Wow. Wow.
Is Hooper the best? Round.
No, I have the best record, but Hooper is the champ right now.
Did you guys go against each other and he beat you?
He's the only one that beat me.
Do you want revenge?
No, why would I? Do you know how it was so much pressure? But I mean, I miss doing it.
Doing it
so
one
worse.
Time was so much pressure.
I might go up against Ari.
7-1.
I don't
that would
feel
be good.
The pressure. I
no,
don't feel...
dude, that's the, I don't. But you don't feel pressure.
Yeah, but you also didn't do the Belly Room one, did you?
Yeah, I don't. I would rather have done the Belly Room one than the fucking
dude,
hipster
bad.
Show. The hipster show where it's like...
Which one was that?
I did the L.A. Rye Festival.
Oh,
gee, festival,
yeah, so
but...
the skinny jeans just stared at you in
Dude,
disbelief.
Every guy that went up that looked like he ate some pussy in his life got stared at.
Yeah.
Every guy that looked like he took a dick in the ass got fucking Def Jam laughed. And that is...
That's my problem everywhere I go. You know, because I get both. You know, I look like I ate some pussy, but I also look like I probably took a dick in the ass. So I'm double fucked.
They go,
again,
they stare you,
the
and then they
room
slowly do the 80s clap, and they
it's
stand
the
up.
Belly Room in August. Late August Belly Room.
We'll
seven,
put that
seven,
on the,
7
we'll
o'clock
put that
spot.
On the website.
5:30 spot.
So, exactly.
So much to get into, dude. So much to get into.
Dude, let's not talk, ignore the elephant in the room. You lost the fart funnel bet.
Oh, did
you? Yes, I did.
I'm gonna
How
to
depressed
what the fart
were you
is.
Watching that?
Okay,
thing.
Tebow, tell John about the bet.
Tell me what the fart funnel is.
Okay, Fart Funnel. Sam and Ari made a bet during like the conference championships before the tournament had even been seeded. Ari said that Kentucky was going to lose at some point in time before the championship because they were on an undefeated run. Sam took the field. Or vice versa. Ari said
no, I took Kentucky. He took the field.
He took Kentucky. Exactly, exactly. Okay. So they draw out of the bag of bets, and the bet was the winner gets to fart in a funnel that the loser will have in his mouth and has to hit it like a bong, like take it in, hold it, and then exhale it.
Oh man.
I know, dude.
That's really disgusting.
It is.
It's high stakes.
I've farted the other day and almost made myself throw up. So I can imagine like if you try to get stink butt. And it could is it the winner?
And these two are so
farting
vengeful that whoever lost, Sam's like lactose intolerant. He was talking about chugging a gallon of milk.
Oh my god.
But see, the thing is, I think Ari secretly would have liked it.
Oh, by the way, I am not in the 50s. I am 85.
Oh, okay. Where am I? Out of how many?
Of 100.
No, okay, that's not too bad.
That's not too good. But you know what? I'm fine with it, though.
Once, am I even on the list? See if I'm even on the list. Sam.
Ralphie May's 75.
Am I on the list?
I love that I'm 0-1. This is some bullshit.
So, wait, so who did you go against and they won?
I went up against Tony Hinchcliffe.
Oh, he beat you, huh?
Yeah.
What number is Tony? What number is Tony?
Okay. Okay. When I see a name that
Ari's
matters.
53.
John Toll's 0-1. I mean 1-0. John Huck,
41. That's because my victory
so
came
people
in Austin.
Yeah, there's also so many people that are also 1-0. So it's like 43, 43, 43, 43. It's just
now, my
number.
Favorite part is Pete C. Pete C is like Duke in that, I mean, minus the championships and the winning in life, minus that part. He's like Pete C in that he has a name recognition that no matter what his record is, he's in the top. Pete C's 3-6-1 and he's ranked 19.
I think that's because
he's 3-6-1 and ranked 19.
Because he's gone so many times.
I get that, but you're 3.
He's lost to some big people
and
too.
One.
Yeah, he's lost
to some
big
people too, though.
Yeah.
Like Tiana beat him.
You know what? I'm
going to
take that back. You're right, because I know that he had lost a couple. He had lost a couple.
I beat him.
Tiana's 3-0.
That he should have won. Kim Cogdon is 4-0.
Yeah.
See, the problem
but
with
then
her
again, she's also getting some newer. She's also playing on her level field, too. That's the other thing. Is like she's also doing against people that are also been doing stand up as long as she has. She's not going against like, you know, paid regulars.
Sam.
Doing it
yes
for years.
Am I on the, where am I on the list?
Jason.
I've done it a lot of times.
I don't know. I'm going to make one up so you don't kill yourself. I don't see you on this list. You are 7th. There you go. fucking 7th.
I've only done it 5 fucking times.
Okay. I don't think they counted the parody ones.
Oh, they didn't count the parody ones.
Yeah,
there you are.
Where is Tebow? Yeah,
you're
64.
You're 1-1.
You're
that's
above
ridiculous
Sam. And
you should be ranked higher, dude. You should be ranked higher.
I was betting the farm. I wasn't even on it.
Well, congratulations. Put the gun down.
Congratulations. You can keep the farm.
So let's get into the NCAA tournament. Duke wins their 5th championship. It got huge ratings. Huge ratings.
Everyone
it got
in
a
Wisconsin
17
watched
share.
Yeah.
17 share. There's a couple bad calls that went Duke's way.
It had gotten a bigger share if Kentucky would have been in there because everybody would have watched to see if somebody go undefeated or not.
Well, again, the officials got a bad call in the Kentucky game with that when that ball was I don't know. They go to replay and they still give him the points. The ball was so obviously in his hand at zero. But Kentucky loses. Did you watch the game?
I watched part of it. I went back and forth. I usually watch like the last 5 minutes.
Okay. If you're going to blame a Kentucky's loss on anybody, I would blame it on John Calipari. And I'm not saying John Calipari's like a bad guy or anything like that. He coached an amazing season. It was a great season. But you let the Harrelson brothers shoot you out of this game. And those guys are normally money, and I know they've had an up-and-down season. But, man, when Towns is fucking grabbing every offensive rebound he can see, you completely want to get away from your 7-footer, your 6'11", number one pick in the draft. He shot nothing in the last 3 minutes. You're up 4 with almost 2 minutes to go.
But how did it differ from how he coached the rest of the season? Was that a new move that he was doing so that it was like, hey, look, no one's seen this look before? Or was it like, we've been doing
great
this
question.
All season and this is what's gotten us here?
Yes.
So let's continue
but
to do it.
But great coaches adapt. A great example,
I agree.
Coach K, who didn't go with his two top five picks.
Right.
Set them on the bench when they had two, took a chance, risked it, and it paid off in the end. You have to adapt in games.
You
which
also
is
get
Wisconsin.
Lucky with things. You know what I mean? Like I understand. You have to adapt in
Did
games.
Did you see what Kentucky's Andrew Harrison said?
Yes. I love
Do
how
you
he's
want to play it?
Yeah. Yeah, play it. Hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
Don't take your microphone, put it near your thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, Kentucky loses. Now everyone's like, oh. The history will hold on. History will not be kind to the Kentucky. They
Why
won
not?
More games than anyone else in a season.
Why wouldn't history be kind
because
to them?
Because they lost in the fourth.
Yeah, but it's if it was a if they were professionals, I agree. Because like when the Patriots had their undefeated season, lost the Super Bowl, we pissed all over them. You know, but if they're college kids, for the love of God,
we
it's like
still talk about UNLV.
And they're still
that 91 team.
Yeah, but
that 90-91 team that. Almost won the feed. They still talk to him. Now you could say, Sam, they won a championship the year before. That's why you still talk about them. But it's still an amazing team. This team was amazing.
Yeah, so I don't think history should be is going to be hard on them. I think, if anything, everybody on that team is going to go on to play in the NBA. And every, you know, it would be, remember
There's
when they were on this team
seven,
that they won all those
seven,
games?
7-8 players on that team that will go pro.
Of course, yeah.
We'll get drafted. Let me say, the Harrelson brothers, they think they're going in the second round. I like, even though he missed a bunch of shots, I still like Harrelson, the shooting guard one, in the second round. I think that kid can be clutch. He hit the shot the year before. But I'm just going to tell you, Kentucky went away from their big advantage, which was Towns down low. And I just feel like they could have won if they kept going down low. But they didn't. I moved on. Oh, my God, the Twitter explosion.
Calling out bad refs.
Oh. Dude, where did you watch it? Were you losing your mind when Wisconsin was just fucking...
Joining us. Okay. Don't change right now. Joining us, Mr. Ari Shaffir. Ari, I know you can't see us.
What's happening, you guys? I can see you.
Oh, you can. Now Tebow can't see us. That's fine.
Is he naked?
Oh, God.
No, I've got a towel on right here. So.
Come on, dude.
God damn it.
Dude, John Hook. Comedy God. Central's John Hook just threw up in his
From
mouth.
This is not happening.
Oh, you called in right at the right time, Ari. We're discussing.
I was listening on the other side.
Oh, I love you. You're so theatrical with your entrances. Thank you for calling in. Ari, so funny how cocky you are right now. You're literally...
I've never cheered so hard for a game. Oh, my God. I was at the stand. Everybody's like, you have money in those games? Like, money? What are we, fucking Philistines? No. Something far more valuable.
Look up Philistines for John real quick.
How many F's?
When I told people that, when I bet, they were like,
how many F's?
Why?
How many F's?
Go on.
Gary Goldman, by the way. It's PH. Gary Goldman, he was like, when Wisconsin was up 4, he goes, call it off. Call him right now and call it off. And I did. I texted Sam. I was like, let's call it off. No response.
Oh, yeah, I took it. What do you mean you didn't get my response? Philistine, a person who is hostile or indifferent to culture and the arts, who has no understanding of them, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
I thought you guys had to look up Philistine.
Ari, fart funnel.
Wait, tilt it over a little bit. Tilt the thing over so I can see Huck, too. Yeah, no, too much.
Too much. Turn it away. Turn it away.
So, by the way, this is hilarious where you have one guy who's incredibly popular on Twitter and one guy who is not. And he's just lighting me up. And it's just retweet after retweet after retweet. And, like, people just really want him to eat the most disgusting shit. And, by the way, Ari, if any poop comes out, I'm out.
Call me sauerkraut from now on.
Oh, sauerkraut. Anybody, if any poop comes out, I'm out.
No, poop. It's a fart funnel.
It's
a fart funnel.
Funnel.
Yeah. It's got to be.
That's just particles of shit. That's just shit particles in the air that you're going to swallow.
But at least it's not chunky.
I was so worried. I was so worried. I thought after Notre Dame had a chance, I'm like, well, that was the one. That was the Duke, Kentucky, when Leitner hit that shot. That was the, oh, we need to have a close one if they can overcome it. I thought Notre Dame was the Duke, Kentucky. I mean, Notre Dame didn't do shit the last three times on the court. They choked. But Wisconsin, they were down. And they came back.
Yeah, you were literally 4 minutes away from us going down to the last game of the season with this fucking bet. Unbelievable. Wow. I just could not believe the Harrelson brothers just kept doing the same drive. And they couldn't even get rim when they shot. Each time they shot, they airballed. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Defensive rebounds were amazing, too. It was constant. Their offensive rebounds.
I literally threw up in my mouth. I literally was.
Oh, you're gonna.
Yeah.
Oh. I am so upset about this.
So does Lyle.
I'm so excited. If anybody wants to know, yeah, I think the jackass did this first, but that doesn't matter. The important thing is the same.
Who says that? Who are you getting hit up by people? Go, you're ripping off jackass. It's not. It's nothing. It's so stupid. Who are these fucking fart funnel police running around, fucking making sure fucking they get credit for this stuff?
It was when I did that jackass storyteller show at the Improv, and I was talking about it, and I was like, oh wait. Did you guys do this? And they were all like, yes. All the jackass guys himself. I was like, all right, well.
Then hold on. Didn't they put him in, like, a hazmat suit? And they would
fill the suit with farts or whatever? Yeah, so he couldn't get out. Something like that.
Fart funnel. Arm of fart funnel.
I'm willing to do a double down with you.
Ooh.
That sounds like.
Someone's
getting shit on.
My chicken and get a double down and then eat that before farting in your mouth?
Oh, God. Ari, by the way, I want you to suck my dick before the fart funnel, because you still owe me a dick sucking.
I want to lick it so
bad.
Okay,
you're really going to suck my dick. I'm going to get that dick sucked. Yeah, I don't even give a shit. You're going to suck on my dick.
Can I not be there?
Yeah, you cannot be there.
Yeah, can I be looking somewhere else?
You have to look up. You have to look up.
What stat? No, I don't know.
We're going to do stats. You're going to have to measure my dick after he's done sucking it. Do I have an innie or an outie after he's done sucking it? Okay, so what's going to happen is Ari's going to suck on my cock, and then we're going to do fart funnel. Because we got to pay it off first.
Fart funnel.
Welcome
to
Home of Rock Sports.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this. I can't believe it. What a great bet this was.
I really was stupid to make that bet, but I really did believe they were gonna go undefeated.
Once you got to the final four, I was like, oh, I'm fucked. But that, granted, in the Final Four, they're going to face the top two other teams in the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, now's the test.
Where'd Tebow go?
I don't know where Tebow is. Tebow's probably drowning himself in that lake right now.
There's a new way with Skype to three-way call, so I think we can do that. But
Skype has three. Like, if you hit up Tebow and video chat with him, I think we can get it on here.
Well, it says he's it says Ari and Jason. I don't know.
Jason, are you there?
They combine them.
I don't know. Mike sent me that thing. And then you sent me that thing. I think that's an expensive piece of equipment.
Daily Motion will hook us up. They're fans of the show.
Daily Motion is? No.
Yeah.
Well, our tech guy says, that may not happen.
Oh.
Wow, you really gave up? I thought you might have some inside information on that they might want to do this. You're like, oh, they like us. No, they don't. Okay, I guess they don't.
I guess not. It's their screen.
Are you happy to be back in New York?
Yeah. Dude, I'm great. I'm looking for an apartment. I think I found one. I'm going to look in 2 hours and see if I can sign another apartment for next year. I'm stoked to be here, man. It's just about to get warmer. It's still cold. It's about to get warmer, so everyone's mood is all happy and shit. I was dancing, man. I danced from the stand to the Comedy Cellar, a 30-minute dance across Manhattan after the fart funnel.
Can you show us how the dance went real quick? What was it like?
Yeah, sure.
No.
Sure.
Keep the jeans on. Keep the jeans on. Dude, he's from the Midwest.
I'm the one who's not able to handle it. He's from a small town in Illinois. He's never seen anything like this.
No. Oh, Dude, it's like the worst fiddler on the roof I've ever seen in my life. The worst fiddler on the roof.
That bow's so thick.
All right, so
they should make a remake and call it Hitler on the Roof.
Hitler on the Roof. Yeah, that should go over well. You know how Jews love that stuff.
Diddler on the Roof.
They really love that stuff. Ari, we'll get into baseball. Okay, go on.
I was going to say, if anybody here, while we have John Huck in studio, one of the best stories from my story series of all time was John Huck's.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Good enough for the internet, not good enough for the TVs.
Why? What happened with that? How come
he's
you put
a white male? He's a white male.
Why'd believe me, I've been hearing Mexican that more on and more every day.
Doesn't that depress the fuck out of you?
I mean, what am I going to complain about being a white male? Come on. I've had a pretty good ride. I'm not gonna not bitching about anything.
Tried, but nah. It's like Sean Patton.
Also, I guarantee that Comedy Central fucking hates me, so it doesn't matter.
Why?
No, I have no idea, but they kill everything I bring to them, and they hate everything I say.
Yeah, I feel like that sometimes.
Cubs
too.
Fan? This guy's your Cubs fan.
Not Jew Magic Maybe. Over here. This guy Maybe. Can't get enough Maybe. Stuff going over there. Dude, they're not going to start airing any YouTube video. This dance he just did right now, Comedy Central already cut it up. And it's going to be a one-hour special on Friday night on Comedy Central.
Called the Fart Funnel Victory Dance.
Here's the one that I want.
Here's the thing. Girls see this and they let him lay on top of them. Like, he takes his clothes off and they're like, come to mama. What? Doesn't that make you throw up in your mouth when you see that?
It doesn't make me throw up in my mouth, but it doesn't make me not want to throw up.
Look at the guy playing Hollywood. This guy's so Hollywood over here. Oh, I love Ari's naked dance.
I thought it was the best one out there.
Ari's naked dance was phenomenal.
Bro, all I said was it doesn't make me throw up in my mouth. I didn't say I liked it.
Okay. I'm with you.
Is that fair?
That's cool. Wow. John Huck's skin matched his beard. That's how red he got saying that.
No, I got red with the Dean Del Rey comment.
Where'd you watch the game, Sam? Oh, yeah. Where'd you watch the game?
Trevor Noah, what's your take on that whole thing, Ari?
It's a non-issue. What
do you think it's
about?
Like fake rage? It's just like so much fake rage out there right now.
Dude, if you write an article and it starts, the headline of the article says Trevor Noah's racist or anti-Semitic tweets, how are you going to look at those tweets with a clear mind?
Yeah.
Going into with the headline saying, look at this anti-Semite, how are you going to analyze for yourself whether something like that is?
I just think it's fake rage. I just think it's fake rage.
I don't care that it was 6 years ago that he wrote it. He could have written that today. I don't see any problem with it.
And you know what that means? Someone went back
and
fucking went through all of his tweets. Unbelievable.
I thought about that immediately. Like, if someone went back 3 years on my Twitter, like, there's a lot of hacky shit.
Yeah.
When I was trying to figure what Twitter was, when I was trying to figure it out, I was just this is a fart joke. Is this funny?
Black people walk like this.
Women do this. Men do it. Like, I've got not that, but really hacky shit. I'm sure the first, like, 2,000 of my tweets were like, these aren't good. You know? But once they're out there. Yeah. So
what was I said about the theory was Jews aren't good at blowjobs?
No, dude, that pissed me off because Jew chicks love cock. That's all I'm going to say.
I disagree. They don't swallow, Sam.
Bullshit, dude. You
princesses.
I know why they don't swallow. Because they're committed to what's going on, and they see that dance. I would be throwing up. I couldn't take anything down. I'd be throwing everything out. So, yeah, they don't swallow you, but Jew chicks love dick. I mean, they do. That's my problem with him. I think he just got to the country and couldn't fuck anything, and he's like, all these white girls. Do you hear what he said? He goes, white women are like unicorns. You see them, but you know you'll never ride one. White chicks will fuck anything. They will fuck anything. If aliens came right now, the first person, fat white women, would be sucking alien cock. They would just be gargling. Robots, they'll be fucking robots. Fat white women will be fucking robots, okay?
Well, one thing is, I don't know if that's true in South Africa, where he was from, but two, so who cares? He thought white women wouldn't fuck him. Who cares if he's right or wrong?
Yeah. Well, my favorite thing was this one guy who is complaining about the anti-Semitism. He's part of the guy. He's the guy who helped raise money for the GoFundMe for the pizzeria in Indiana.
Yeah.
That raised $800,000. He's offended by that tweet, but he's helping these people $800,000 so the gay guys can't get stuffed crust pizza.
Tons of hypocrites who just don't look inwards or say, well, what I did is slightly different than what that guy did, so I'm totally fine. That guy's totally terrible.
What a piece of shit.
It's hilarious. It is that's a manufactured rage. It's like, there is no rage. Let's make some.
Yeah.
And spread it.
And that's why things going on with this Ronda Rousey book situation.
You know what's not manufactured rage?
What?
Ferguson.
Yeah.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah.
No one had to tell everybody you need to be mad, and they weren't click rage. They weren't like, well, I'm going to be here looking at this. I'm like, oh, I'll go this far away and write to this place saying, hey, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
They actually showed up on their own to protest.
And there's nothing being sold at the end of this.
There's no merchandise.
And there's no TV show coming out that wants ratings. Right. That's my problem. Yeah. Like what? I'm not going to get into that. But the point is, like, this whole thing with Ronda Rousey and Walmart. Walmart won't sell her books in store. She's too violent. You know, it's like, really, man?
Walmart?
Wow, because she's a woman. They won't write a book. Well, she's got a shitload of opportunities because she is a woman.
Don't they still sell
guns? Does Walmart sell chocolate dough books?
I don't know.
But that's assuming that people at Walmart can read.
Yes, that's all. But they sell it online. It's being sold online. Walmart is selling her book online.
Well, they won't sell it in stores?
Yeah.
Because they say she's too violent?
I don't even know if that's it. I wouldn't even doubt if the people who put the book out go, don't put it out for 2 weeks. We're going to make fake rage. Go.
I just looked up Walmart. You can buy the UFC Ultimate 100 Greatest Fight Moments. 20 years of the UFC. UFC Ultimate 100 Knockouts.
In store.
Walmart.com, at least.
Yeah, you could get her book on Walmart.com.
Ultimate Knockouts. UFC Ultimate. You can get her book on Walmart.com?
Yes.
Oh, just not in store?
She's saying in store that they won't sell her book. But I don't give a fuck.
Well, it would be really strange if they wouldn't sell it because if it was violent or she was violent. Because Walmart, for the most part, most of them sell guns.
I understand what you're saying. I understand that if they have Chuck Liddell's book, why won't they run her book? And I'm telling you, who gives a fuck? Because she's gotten a million opportunities because she is a woman. And you know what? Fuck it. I don't give a shit that Walmart won't sell her book.
Oh, yeah. I don't care either. You were mad. I was just like...
No. It's just fake outrage again.
You just yell so much. I don't know what you're really mad at.
I do. I yell a lot. You should listen to my fucking rant show. It's just me with Aaron going, oh, God, oh. You're yelling.
You know what it is? It's people don't know that there's a middle ground between outrage and nonplussed. You can just be like, oh, I didn't like that.
Well, I have a joke about it. It's like, you don't like something doesn't mean it's offensive.
No, it just means you don't like it.
How dare you not sell Ronda Rousey's book? It's like, all right, how about just, hey guys, you should really sell that book.
Yeah, it's like it would make sense. But I don't care. I'm not going to fucking go to the streets and fucking protest that this millionaire chick who has more movie roles than actual fights in the UFC is not letting her sell fucking her book in there. I'm not going to get outraged. I'm just not. People can hate me. We got a lot of shit for last week's show. About fucking how we were going off on Ronda Rousey. And I don't hate Ronda Rousey. It's just like, in the fight game, you want to see the best fight the best. And when she's calling out everybody that she knows she'll never fight, and then the one person that she could fight, which everyone thinks has a pretty good shot of knocking her the fuck out, she'll make every excuse not to fight them. And that's just my opinion. It's the same thing Mayweather did forever with Pacquiao.
And now Pacquiao's probably passed his time, and now Mayweather's like, okay, I'll fight you now.
Ari, real quick. Some guy's calling in, but I don't want to take it right now. Let's get into opening day baseball. And you were just in New York, so what is the feeling out there? And we'll get in some Cubs, talk a little Dodgers.
That's one, baby.
And we'll talk some St. Louis. Big win.
Shut up.
Whoa. I just realized
we
have mortal enemies.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
What's up, Ari?
It's a friendly rivalry.
I watched the National Championship game with Ron Guidry's son.
So you had to bring it up again, huh?
Well, no, the National Championship game, not the semifinal. But just because opening day, Yankees got blown out. The fucking Nationals couldn't support Scherzer.
Yeah. Cologne looked good.
Bartolo.
He looked good.
And that guy, I love fat athletes.
Dude, I love fat pitchers and fat first basemen are pretty fantastic. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's ask John Huck about the since he's an expert on toilets, let's talk about and the Cubs. Talk about the Cubs and the toilet situation there.
Oh, dude, I didn't know anything about it until literally the Monday morning. Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I barely know about it.
All I read was that, you know, one of these things, like Wrigley Field was, it still had a lot of repairs and I don't want to call them alterations. What the hell am I looking for? They're adding a bunch of stuff. They put in a new scoreboard, a new Jumbotron. So that was all taking a longer time than originally planned. And they were claiming, the place is ready for opening day. We just won't sell bleacher tickets. No one can sit in the bleachers. That area is closed down. But we're ready for opening day. They, like, assured. And it was weird because I didn't hear anything like, they're not ready. But they kept saying they were ready. Yeah. So they were like, no, I don't know what you're hearing.
Positive thinking.
I'm not hearing anything. You're now shoving it in my face that you're ready for opening day. So I saw those stories and was like, okay, whatever. And then the next day it was like, just people like, oh, people were pissing in cups and throwing it. And just, it was all over the place. And I mean, okay, so people were peeing as long as they weren't.
I just feel like Chicago and Cubs is the one place a chick will piss in a cup in the corner while everybody's watching.
I went to a Blackhawks game at Soldier Field, and it was snowing, it was freezing cold, and the lines for the bathroom were so long that we were all just pissing in the hallway. And no one, people were like, oh, okay. Like, it was not a big deal. But I'm sure it was disgusting, because I was told there's only like two or three working bathrooms for everybody there. And if that's the case...
Oh,
that's,
really?
That's all disgusting because they've been up since 9 a.m. eating brats and drinking Budweiser and Old Style. And it's just stuff that you're putting in your stomach. I mean, fat people, they come from Illinois.
Are you going to say Ari Wayne farts in the fart funnels going Wrigley Field on me?
Yeah, well, no, I would say, but see, you can go grosser than that. Like, he could do eggs and, like, you know.
Oh, stuff. I will be doing eggs.
Right, hard-boiled eggs?
Hard-boiled eggs for weeks.
You got to mix them with some milk?
You're on with Punch Drunk. What's the word?
Oh, wait, what am I ranked? What am I ranked on there? Why am I ranked?
What's the word? It's Reed.
Reed
is ranting. How you doing?
Reed, what's up? What do you want to talk? We're talking baseball. Is this about your bet with Ari?
No, this isn't about the bet with Ari. I sent you guys an article about our test, but I also sent you that thing about the SVN, and you said it was a non-story. Remember that?
SVN?
Yes, sir. Yeah, with Andrew Harrison when he was on the stage with Kentucky.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Yeah, when he said that? Well, you know what, man?
Yeah, and I was like, what the hell? We all can say it about each other. Like, I say it about Ari every day.
Yes, I agree with that.
I don't even think it was a racial thing to me. I saw it more just like he's saying, fuck that guy.
Yeah. White guys say, fuck that dude. Mexicans say, fuck that fool. Black guys say, fuck that nigga. That's what they say.
Exactly. And I say, I'm a white guy, and I say, fuck that nigga, too. And that's why.
I think that's
when you're banging your boyfriend, right? Come on.
Yeah.
So, yes. I don't think it's a story.
Check out that R-Test article. Check out that.
Why? What's it say? Why, dude, do we sound like we want to read? What does the article say?
Sam can't even.
The article is about him having. A bunch of different dogs in his place when he was playing out in Indianapolis, right? When he played in the Pacers.
Okay.
A bunch of dogs. Like, he had all these different dogs, right, that were pooping all over his place. And instead of just having people pick it up, he would just get the carpets replaced. That was, like, the main thing.
Well, are you saying that black people who get rich off of entertainment don't know how to spend their money correctly? That's mind-blowing.
No,
I can't believe you said that, Sam. That's
un-fucking-believable.
I can't believe that.
No, not only that, but he also used to buy in indigenous trees.
Well, what are the different dogs they used to have?
What kind of trees?
Who knows, dude? What am I, an expert?
No, you just got hung up on, bitch.
Am I supposed indigenous. To high five you for this?
Hang ups. That guy, don't call in here talking that mad smack. No, we hang up on people.
Okay, as long as they know what's going on.
It's so funny when comics call in and we hang up on them, some of them get pissed.
I wouldn't get
pissed. Dude, you hung up on me like four times. I'm like, yeah.
Stop calling back. After one time, I'd be like, oh, yes, Sam doesn't want to talk to me. We're done.
Okay, so let's go back to opening day. Yankees didn't do well. Were you happy with A-Rod?
Yeah, whatever. I don't follow the standings and the stats until after basketball is done.
Okay, so you're like a hardcore baseball guy. Baseball's like down just above hockey. It's way above hockey, but it's one above hockey.
It's 162 games.
It's
These games don't matter.
It's too long.
Go two and three, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter, really.
It doesn't. But the Yankees, I don't think, look good. They're imploded. I think they got a lot of guys they spent a lot of money on that are already limping.
When Tanaka said his fastball is not going to get the velocity this year that it's supposed to be at, he already
this
said
this year?
He said it, and then the Toronto Blue Jays were like, okay. And then just, like, decided to just hit everything. It was insane.
Yeah. Yeah,
they
exactly.
were not. No, he's supposed to put fear into batters. And they, when he said that, like, yeah, it's not going to have the velocity. They're like, oh, okay.
By
great.
The way,
oh,
that yeah. was the worst Japanese accent.
I don't do accents or voices. They all come across.
Like, fastball, no go fast.
After he said that, it was like the very end of the movie Signs, where they were all just like, oh, let's do this. And they just fucking swing away.
Oh, I didn't see that movie.
Oh, really?
With Mel.
Oh, then that's lost.
Mel Gibson, and it was a.
About the aliens?
The guy.
Yeah, remember when he said swing away?
The immigrants, and just, right?
Just throwing water on everybody? Did I just ruin that movie? So go.
No, I saw Sixth Sense, and I was like, it's okay. And then every movie that guy made after that, I was like,
he went down
getting
fast.
Progressively worse. Is anyone else seeing this?
I don't even think they'll let him direct a YouTube video.
Well, they don't
right
let him put his name on anything anymore. He did that Will Smith movie. Like, you can't put your name on it. You can't go out and do press for it. And you can't tell people you directed it. And he was like, okay.
It's like he's a stinker. He's like he's got a stink of failure on him now. It's weird.
You
know,
you do enough of that, and people are like, we
have
don't
you heard
like
of director's jail?
No.
They say if you're a director and you direct a movie that bombs, you go in director's jail for 2 years.
Oh.
It's almost impossible to get a really good project.
What are you
that.
Working on now? Hey, I'm over at the Sci-Fi Network. Killer Clams doing that movie.
Killer Clams.
Which, by the way, I find merit in, and I love all those movies that they do at Sci-Fi. I think they're hilarious.
Right?
I mean, they're not.
I think Sci-Fi is the white Telemundo.
That's not bad. I can go with that because
the acting is really bad, and foreign
people might turn it on and go, "What the fuck is this?" and then watch for like an hour and then go, "All right, I think I saw a nipple," and then turn it off because that's like all I do with Hispanic TV.
What are you, Mr. Skin? You just looking for?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at, if you're watching,
Mr. Skin.
Come on!
By the way, Frank,
I thought you were giving me a nickname and wanted to see my penis again.
You broke the golden rule. If anyone on the show ever goes, "Oh, you never look over," that means someone's dick is out.
This milk is rotten. Try it.
Oh,
hey, what are you guys? What are you guys gagging about? Oh, it's a penis.
Sick. I love how you still look for nipple, though. There's chicks blowing horses
on the
internet.
Hey, I know
why
that.
Why do you care about a nipple?
Believe
There's
me.
So many.
I was using the nipple as an example. All I'm saying is when you turn on, like, Telemundo and, like, for the most part, just, like, the game shows that they have.
It's great.
It's great. And those women are gorgeous.
They're gorgeous.
So you're gonna. I don't actually think I'm going to see a nipple. And I do know that I'm, like, 5 mouse clicks away from seeing horses blowing dudes or whatever you just said, but I'm just
my favorite video. Dudes.
They lick them.
Yeah.
I've heard
enough peanut butter.
Rub your dick on carrots.
The Dodgers got a big win.
That was
what?
We're fucking 5 games left in the NBA season, and there's a battle for 8 tonight.
Yeah, we have another hour to go. We can't talk about all the sports.
We're
going to
talk about the Kentucky Derby for an hour and a half.
Happy Fish National Championship. All we talk about is your fart funnel.
Okay, let's get into the national championship.
Back to the national championship.
I only watched and listened to the first half because I went and saw my people, System of a Down, live at the Forums.
The only metal Armenian rock band.
And by the way, I got a backstage world pass. That means if they're doing a concert anywhere, I can flash my pass and I get backstage any show in the world for this tour.
It's true what they say about Armenians.
Will you take advantage of that?
No. Oh, what? Oh, come on.
Maybe when they go to San Diego.
Well, Dana and her director, Wayne Isham, are going to be shooting the first time System of a Down is going to Armenia.
Oh, wow.
And they are the Beatles of Armenia.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And what they're doing is because it's our 100th year since our genocide, a lot like your genocide, Ari.
2015.
Except we don't have 90 movies about it, okay? That's the difference between our genocide and your genocide.
Yeah, but mostly because you guys aren't good filmmakers.
That's not true at all. We just don't have people trying to get Oscars all the time, so they just do another movie about the Holocaust just to rack up an Oscar total. That's the big difference between your genocide and my genocide.
That's the big difference.
You come up with one story for a Holocaust for a movie, and that involves the Jewish Holocaust.
No. Looking up Armenian directors.
Starring a Jew.
So it's a big event. So they had to go watch the show last night. And have you ever been to a concert at the Forum?
Yes.
There's something different about a show at the Forum. The crowds, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's Inglewood. Maybe it's just L.A. The crowds are crazier. So the guitarist is like, mosh pit. We want more mosh pits. Circle, circle, circle. Circle, circle, circle. And dude, I look down into the floor and just 8 different mosh pits are going. It looks like a weather map of like tornadoes about to kill the Midwest.
I don't think
about that.
That's a... But I'm not. Like,
it looks like a weather map, dude. And these things are violent.
Yeah, mosh pits are nuts.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the Forum. I think
I've been to 2 concerts at the Forum: Rage Against the Machine and
System of a Down. Okay, I've also seen Slayer there, and you're right, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And then I went and saw Bob Seger, and guess what? Everyone sat the fuck down the whole time.
It'd be great if you just started moshing.
That's what I said. I was going to do. I'm like, I'm going to start a mosh pit right over there. But it's like everyone's older than my mom. So
who is the wrestlers that always would come out?
Bushwhackers.
Bushwhackers at the Bob Seger fucking concert.
But I'm just saying, I saw Tom Petty at the Forum. There was nobody moshing there. You know, you see
Prince.
No moshing. It's like, it's the band.
Chelsea Handler played the Forum.
Did she really? Yeah.
Chelsea Handler played the Forum. How awesome is that?
It's cool.
Josh Wolfe just got his own talk show. That's amazing. Cool.
We're doing shit now. It's finally catching up.
All my friends are working. I just need one more SAG voucher, dude, and this dude is union. Only kidding. I've been union for a long time.
So if you're hiring union actors, everybody.
Yeah.
Sam over here.
What's a union?
So I went there. I didn't get to catch the whole game. Went backstage. Just Armenia. It was just armos everywhere. All different forms of the same thing.
That's hilarious.
Taller, shorter, fatter.
Gross. Were there a lot of hot chicks? Gross. Awful. Gross.
By the way, you were fucking an Armo for a little while, so shut your mouth.
You shut your mouth. It's half Armo, half regular.
What's the regular?
Everything else?
Her mom was just she got bukkakied and gangbanged at the UN.
Whatever slipped in. Whatever slipped in.
Everything's just in there, huh?
At the UN.
So the game goes on. Winslow plays really well. I know Winslow.
Oh, so we're not talking about System of a Down anymore, are we?
No, want to?
No. If we're back on basketball.
That was a quick switch.
You were just talking about going backstage at System of a Down. You were talking about the basketball game having different Armenians.
They're going to shoot a concert in Armenia, and they're going to put it out on YouTube for free, so everybody could watch it on the day,
the
100 year anniversary.
Cool.
It's going to be crazy, dude.
So when are we all going to
Armenia?
Sunset
and Western, and we can march around there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so funny. Armenians and Mexicans, that's all it was.
Oh, yeah, man.
There was maybe 3 blondes in all the Forum.
Yeah,
and
they
one
were
of them
taken
was
there
Dean
by
Del Rey.
Yeah. Who tweeted that there was a hot girl there.
Yeah. Well, dude, Armenian chicks are hot. There was one girl. I'm like, how are you built like that? Smallest way, biggest fat Armo cans. She's fucking hot. Jesus Christ. It was awesome.
I heard something when I first moved here that I've never had sex with an Armenian girl, but one of the first things...
Oh, stop. You fucked one. Shut up.
One of the first things I ever heard when I moved here was, 1, wear a condom because everybody has herpes, and 2, Armenian girls like it in the butt.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, because they're just like Catholic girls. They just save their vajayjay for their
special
God.
So that's the virginity is in the vagina.
And that's my
guess what, you guys? Neither one of you doing the fucking Daily Show now. Enjoy it.
Why?
Because of what you both just said and agreed to. You'll never do the Daily Show.
That's the amazing racist.
All I said was...
I'll never do it either.
All I said was, that's what I heard.
And no, I just, you're out. You're out.
You're out.
That's fair enough. Also, I should let you guys both know that, or all everybody here, and
like,
everybody
like,
watching.
Like Frank is
I
a
was
real
never
person.
In the history of my career, nor in the future of my career, up for anything on the Daily Show. So I'm not too worried.
Not worried.
Is that weird?
Did they have Mexicans on The Daily Show?
Yeah, his name's Al
Madrigal. Yeah, he runs a podcast network called All Things Comedy. Yeah. Maybe you've heard of it or sat in its studio before.
You might want to go outside for a
while. Al heard that. He's
you know he was
here.
John Stewart's choice?
Yeah, yeah.
He was John Stewart's choice to replace him.
Al was?
And they went with Trevor Noah, which, I listen, I don't want him to lose his job because of something he said. I'll defend, but...
I would have loved to seen Al in there.
He's not my cup of tea. He's not my cup of tea in terms of...
Here's my problem with all that shit with Trevor Noah. They talked about him as replacing The Daily Show. What has it been, 17 years? Is that how long it's been?
Yeah.
Now, here's a moment comics are supposed to talk about, debate, whether this guy should have done it. Some people are saying Colin Quinn. And everyone had their ideas, and we can discuss it. And these fucking butthurt people away our few days to just to talk about the choice.
Yeah.
Like, we just want to talk about him as a choice instead of fucking worrying about what he wrote 6 years ago.
Well, what they did was made it so he's going to do the gig because comics went crazy that people are trying to take away his jobs because of the fucking jokes he made.
Right.
They actually... Yeah.
They cemented actually, his career right there.
More now. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Dana thinks he's fucking somebody at The Daily Show
that
high
could
up.
Very well
That's
be.
How he got the gig. I'm not here to judge him, but I was underwhelmed by his... two, three appearances on there. And I think that more than any other show, like The Daily Show, especially for comics, is like a very hallowed institution. You know, it's like it's very...
Well, I mean, I remember when Jon Stewart took it over. I was in college and I said, dude, I mean, I loved Jon Stewart. I loved everything he'd done up to that point. I was like, I really like him. Canceled shows and all. And when his first week on there, I was like, I don't know. Kilbourne was really funny. Kilbourne always had me rolling, and Stewart was real shaky the first week. He was like really just like, oh, fuck, am I really hosting The Daily Show? And then after that, it was like something clicked. He was like, oh, by the way, fuck you. I'm the host of this show. And from then on, it became real. It became real news. It became real news because The Daily Show started off as almost all fake stories. It was like The Onion. And then it became... this is what happened, and been making fun of real news, and now like fucking 20% of America gets their news from
theory,
The Daily Show.
Dude, that CBS is doing this. This is going to sound crazy, but The Daily Show and The Colbert Report were so good, and people are getting their actual news from there that it was almost hurting real network news.
It was absolutely hurting real network
news. Oh, yeah.
So if you look at the two guys that they have replaced those two legends with, it is... very underwhelming. I that guy who follows him, he would be great on HBO. Much better than he would be
on Comedy Central.
On Comedy Central, because there's like times where like I'm not, and maybe that's where Comedy Central's trying to get away from, that you have to have a laugh every second of every moment. But like there's chunks where I'm like, why am I listening to these people?
Is this the Larry Whitmore guy you're talking about? Yeah, okay.
Did you see John Oliver?
John Oliver is killing it.
I kind of thought he was going to get to... didn't have his own show, he probably would have.
Would you go? Because if I'm John Oliver, it's like, I could do this one show.
The HBO, you could say whatever you want. He did the Snowden thing.
I think Oliver should do... He's made the right choice. I mean, look, he's got a show on HBO. He can say whatever he wants. They're letting him do whatever he wants. And he's smart enough and surrounded himself with good enough writers that the show is clever, smart,
informative, and funny. Compared to five.
Yep, you do one a week. Yeah.
And then you go do anything else you want to do for the, you know, I mean, I'm sure he has to sit there and they have to write all day, but.
Please, if that's your job, I don't feel bad for you. Like,
did you watch last night's, or Sunday night's?
I did.
You gotta. Oh, man.
It was so impressive, man.
Yeah.
He's so smart. And
I TiVo the show and I never fucking get to it. I never get to it.
Dude, how do you not get... What are you watching instead of that, by the way?
It's just what else I'm doing. I'm just an hour busy or working or doing something else. And,
okay.
And I watch, I'll do shit. I'll watch, seven Simpsons in a row. I'll do that. You know what I mean? I'm an idiot.
I John Oliver's show is a must watch for me.
I haven't seen it. I should.
I guess.
You should watch the
one
Snowden
day a week.
Thing,
I guess,
dude.
I can watch it every Monday morning, maybe.
He interviews Edward Snowden.
He goes to Russia
so
and interviews him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
That's why he didn't have a show last week, because he's flying to Russia to interview him.
Wow.
And it starts out really interesting, and he actually takes it to Ed Snowden. And then at the end, he kind of brings it back, and he's like, this is how you should frame this discussion. So people give a shit, and it's
He was basically spoon fed it. He's like, "This is why this discussion matters, and this is why what he did
is really important. This is also why you should kind of get why people are mad at him, but also this is why it's super important.
Right.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Right. I'll watch it.
It was great, dude. It was a great, great show. It was great. All right, what are you looking at?
I'm looking for John Oliver Snowden.
Okay. So are we over the finals game?
Yeah. So excited. So excited.
I can't. We kind of are all over the place. We didn't even get Aaron and the St. Louis Cardinals beating the Cubs, and I want to get both perspectives on this.
I think that's why those people were pissing in cups, because every runner they got on, the Cardinals shut down.
I mean, I still think they would have used the bathrooms even if they would have been beaten like 18 to nothing. I also think it was as many mistakes as the Cubs made in the field. It was still a fun game to watch. I mean, it was only 3-0, which is not what it would have been last year, which would have been like 15-0. I think they've, you know, there's 160 more games to play. They got rained out today.
And you just wait for that kid to come they got rained out from today. The minor leagues, right?
I am kind of holding on for that. Yeah, Chris Bryant. I went to spring training. He hit 2 home runs against the Mariners.
He
one
looks
was
good, right?
Hernandez.
They call him Trout, too.
That's a fair. I'll take that. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Trout's so good a defender, and Chris Bryant have a position.
Well, he'll probably play. Right. Trout rocks the outfield for sure, and Chris Bryant right now, it looks like they're going to put him at third, but there's also a possibility of like a left field thing going on. Yeah.
What is the over and under? I'm going to put it at 20. 20.
I don't understand gambling numbers, but
20. The number 20. Do you think Mike Trout has had more or less menage a trois in Orange County?
Than who? More or less?
Than 20.
Oh, than 20? More.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think that, dude.
Oh, yeah, that guy kills it in SoCal.
Oh, dude.
I mean, dude, there can't be any other better place than Southern California to be a baseball player.
That's why when people are like, oh, Matt Kemp, he shouldn't go to the Padres, he should go somewhere else. I'm like, why the fuck would he leave Southern California?
Yeah.
He's from San Diego at this point.
I would rather play in San Diego than play in L.A. I would rather do that. There's less traffic, less bullshit. The girls are as hot.
If not hotter.
And more approachable.
Yeah.
What's that?
If not hotter. Right.
Yeah.
I moved from San Diego to L.A.
And what's your opinion?
Doing it backwards.
Yeah, I did it wrong.
Yeah. If I got to a point where I was like where I was like Ari is, where he doesn't have to be in L.A. and he could live really where he wants, I would be packed and I would be living in San Diego.
Where in San Diego?
Where as close to the gas
the
lamp
La Jolla,
as I can.
Yeah, the La Jolla condo.
Yeah.
As close as I can to the gas lamp as I can possibly get.
Yeah. I mean,
That square mile is, I would put that up against the hottest places anywhere in the world in terms of women. Maybe Miami.
But on top of that, the weather is literally, if you described perfect weather to 95% of the country, it would be San Diego. Like, no, that sounds perfect. Not too hot, not too cold, breezy, off the ocean. Oh,
hot
tits everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. It's like you really can't do much better.
Okay, let's see what this guy has to say about San Diego hot chicks and good old fucking. Hello, you're calling Punch Drunk Sports. You're here with Cubs fan John Huck. And Frank the Mexican, Ari Shaffir's online. It's your time. Shine.
Let's hear it.
Hey, this is Kern Michael. Ari, we did the bag of bets when you said Cleveland was going to win the 58.5, but we never actually picked anything. So I figured I'd let you pick something easy out of the bag of bets because I was up for whatever.
Oh,
I would say make you wear a Kobe jersey, but I know you hate him. So what about a Noah jersey, considering you're 6'4", and you kind of got a little fro in the beard going on, brother?
No. That's not how the bag of bets works. We didn't make a bet. You can't say.
This is true. I said that. It was kind of a gentleman's bet because we never did pick anything. You're 100% right, bro.
What's your name again, sir?
This is Kern Michael.
Kern,
Chicago.
Are you in a wheelchair?
Yes, sir.
Ari! This guy is in a wheelchair, and you're going to make fun of him and shit on him? God.
I wouldn't have it any other way. That wouldn't
Kurt,
be the real Ari.
Kurt, let me go to work right now. Will you let me go to work,
Kurt?
How did
you know he was in a wheelchair?
Let me go to work.
He can
cut him up,
it.
Sam.
Just stick
cut
with
him
me, okay? I'm your lawyer. Let's do this. Ari! This guy probably lost his legs fighting terrorism in the Middle East, fucking fighting jihadists who hate Jews and your Jew clam.
Yep.
And this guy, all this guy wants is a little bag of bets.
Jew clam.
I was on the Israel border.
Oh, God, he's on the
Holy
border.
Land. Protecting the Holy Land for you, brother.
Jesus Christ.
The Mecca. You were probably still there. I don't know.
Mecca.
Just put the Noah jersey on, Ari.
Why do you
hate
Israel, Ari? Put the fucking jersey on.
This is for the nation.
For the nation of Israel.
She can walk again.
I mean.
I need you out of that chair, Kern. You get out of that chair. You gotta walk for us, buddy.
Oh, I'm called for, Ari.
Need you to get out of that chair.
I'm a...
First
I'm
you make
a,
fun
a
of
poor...
fat chicks with no arm, now you're making fun of a fucking national hero who died saving Jews.
He's still alive. He's talking to us on the phone right now, guys.
Dude, all the way in World War II.
Let me go to work here.
Sorry, Sam. Okay. I didn't interrupt.
We'll deal with the facts later.
This, right now, we're dealing with this. Facts come second.
Yes. Ari, will you wear this guy? Will you wear Noah's jersey for this a fucking Israeli-American hero?
I'll wear Noah's jersey for that guy.
Boom.
We need sound effects. Get them.
But I'm not buying a jersey.
I don't know.
Do you have a jersey for him?
What?
But I do what? Have.
If he could send me an address, I could get him a jersey.
I do have an app.
And then just take a picture, and you don't even have to. You don't even have to wear it for a certain amount of
time.
What are you
doing, dude?
All you got to do is go into a Foot Locker, put
on
a Bulls jersey, and then take a photo.
You're on Punch Drunk Sports. Stop being.
I was gonna say
the Jew magic. Okay. Dude,
he
lost a bet to you. Okay? This man, deep in his soul, is evil. Okay? You can't let him off. Oh, you know, you could just kind of touch it, take a picture, send me a selfie.
Just touch it.
I know.
Glance at it.
When he's in person, that's where it gets me. He honey dicked me in person. That's all it is.
What?
He what? Honey dicked you?
What's honey dick you?
Honey dicking is a term from that movie, The Interview. It's like where people are nice to you to get you to do what they want, basically.
Oh,
or honey potting.
That's what we call it.
How did I dick you?
No. If Sam's saying you're evil, I'm saying you're always a nice guy to me at every.
Okay, listen.
Nice. See, you hung up on him trying to compliment me.
If I didn't hang up on him, that'd be me showing not treating him like a real person.
That's true.
Fucking honey dicker.
He honey dicks me.
I would like, for next time we have John on, half your thing will be taking pictures of John's reaction to words we say on here. Like, are we ever going to work in Hollywood if you say that again?
Clam?
I'm just
N-word?
Laughing.
What?
I mean, my reaction is...
No, I'm only kidding. Come on.
I mean, I don't even think I'm horrified.
NBA. Let's get into it. Let's talk some NBA. I'm punch drunk. Let's get into it. Dude, 5 games left, and the West is insane, dude. I'm so excited. I'm making my predictions right here.
Me too. Bulls in 7. Did I win? Give me money.
Do you want Derrick Rose back?
You know what, man? I'm not as avid an NBA fan as you are. If you could have some sort of guarantee in writing, it'd be great. It's been like 6 seasons. He hasn't played a full season since, like, it feels like 2001.
4.
Yeah, okay. So, I'd say maybe...
Is he touching his Derrick Rose?
Maybe check it out if you want.
No, I'll pass.
What Ari's doing right now is like when you go to the store and you just try to see if the melon is good, so you tap it a little
making
bit.
Making sure the avocado's right.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's tapping it. I can't believe girls let you lay on him like that. It's just so uncomfortable. I don't know what's more uncomfortable, the fact that doing this stupid dance with these guys, or you have like a college poster in the background. Oh, dude, seriously, man. I mean, do you ever wash your asshole? Do you ever clean it?
I just got out of the shower.
No,
get back in
that's
there.
That's a difference. But do you shampoo your asshole? Do you clean it? Do you put soap up there? Oh, the poor girls who have to go down there. And that sewage hole.
A shadow.
Jesus, bro.
Right, it's so dirty. It's so dirty. It's so dirty, and it's so offensive how dirty your asshole is. It's un-American. It really...
You know what? It makes me – I'd rather talk about the NBA than Ari's butthole, and I've watched like a total of 2 NBA games in 5 years.
I there's talk of Chicago trying to move him.
That's probably a good move.
I don't know if anyone's going to go for
it. No one's going to want that.
Well, there are some people. That crazy Indian in Sacramento. Okay. If I was him, right, and my draft is like 8th, I'm not going to get a lot value there. But someone like Chicago might be interested in taking on that pick and Darren Collison for Derrick Rose. And now you get Derrick Rose to team up with DeMarcus Cousins, and you got name value in a city that's really hard for... I don't know why it's hard to get free agents there, because Sacramento is phenomenal.
Yeah, you mean as a city, or you mean as a team, like as an organization?
As a city, it's a phenomenal city.
It's fine, yeah, but I agree. I feel like they should have won a championship by now within like the last 15
years. They've ran into Kobe Bryant. They've ran into LeBron James, dude.
Yeah.
LeBron James, when he's done, will most likely be top 5 in scoring. I think he'll be right below Karl Malone. And top 5 in assists, dude. That's insane. That's insane.
A well-rounded player.
He's a well-rounded. What's that, Ari? What's that?
Nothing. It's my trophy for Rose Battle champion.
Yep, New York.
What's he ranked?
Here's why, by the way, here's why you get ranked higher if you're 3-6. Just doing a roast battle gets you points. Just putting yourself through the pressure of the roast battle.
No, I get it. He's
1-0.
So you've only done one?
Yeah.
He's been challenged
by a
couple
people.
But he's also like, I mean, most of these other guys are all like, you know, as he would put it, chuds, you know? Like, they're all the younger guys.
Chuds?
Like, yeah.
All right, so what number is he on the list?
On this one, he's 53, but I mean, okay, if you break it to just headliners and stuff, or like the...
But I'm 43, right?
Yeah, you're not like...
What's your record?
I'm 1-0.
Who would you beat?
I beat Rich Slayton in Austin, Texas.
Rich is a good writer, too.
He's good. Now?
In Austin, as he spoke.
A couple weeks ago.
He literally got from Austin, walked into the studio.
Well, I'll give you that. Rich Slayton, he might not be as big a name as Big J. Okerson, but like in the battle, he's a bigger win.
I literally thought he was going to destroy me because he started.
Well, he said that you both kind of had a weird opening. Like you both kind of were like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, and I tried to get out a joke. My first thing was too long. I just wanted to get to the words, Jizzly Madams. That's all I wanted to get to, and it took me. I rambled and I stumbled over my words, and the judges who were all like, you know,
roast battles rhythm.
Yeah, no, I got that. After that, I was like, okay, all right. And
I
then,
thought, go on.
No, it just got where he made his only mistake, in my opinion, was he spent the entire second round talking about me looking like a rapist and how ugly I was, and you can do
what, being a rapist.
Nope,
that's not where we're going. Thank you. Sorry about that. Ari, let's play a game. A scale of 1 to 10. How high is Ari? Because I'm starting to see that glaze I saw at NASCAR, and I see it in his eyes, and I'm going to go Ari is out of 10, a
7.
A 6.
So I said 7 is 6.
What do you got?
I don't know, 5?
Ari, how high are you?
0. Not gotten high yet today.
Wow.
Okay.
We were really off. Like Chris D'Elia on the roast, I thought he did great. Some people didn't think he did. I think he did really well. But I could tell if there was an issue is that the way he delivered his jokes wasn't in the rhythm. Like Natasha Leggero's rhythm on the Bieber roast was the best out of anybody. Her and Martha Stewart both were like, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba. You know, when the people who didn't do well had a jerky rhythm.
That girl Ashley's really good at that, and her rhythm's really good.
Ashley Barnhill, yeah, her rhythm.
Ashley Barnhill, yeah, she really pauses after the setups before the punchline. You know, to really make you as it let it sink in where you're going with it, and then do the reversal. You know.
Yes,
her punchlines are super super simple too. Like they're not, it's not too wordy. It's just right.
Yeah, Chris Lee's jokes were hilarious. He just had a different rhythm than everybody else.
Yeah, it's like when you're fucking your mom, and then you're like trying to just go normal, you know? And
yeah,
she's
I can see where this is going.
Swirl, you know? And like, stop it. And then, you know.
You have a good rhythm when you have sex, Ari?
Like, oh, I saw two gay guys in a window fucking.
Wonderful. That was exciting. So, I like how you stopped. You're like, oh, good news, by the way, guys.
As if you were you looking to buy two guys having sex and you were looking through windows?
You
or you were like. Peering through the bushes. What was? How does that work?
I was just walking along, and this is what I see. Look at this. This is the screen. Imagine this whole thing is a window. I just see this.
Okay.
Oh,
now
dude,
is he taking it or giving it?
He could have been a Harlow's monkey.
Didn't know until I turned over and I saw somebody behind him. Fucking.
What do you mean you turned over?
You turned over. Were you the guy getting fucked? What is happening? You saw two. We'll call one Adam and one Aaron.
Was it the rear view mirror?
I got that.
I looked right in his eyes and I was like, dude, are we in a window?
Are you looking at a reflection?
And then I beat off to my own reflection.
By the way, one time when I was driving home from Melrose, I was driving down Santa Monica. I watched this guy full on butt fucking this tranny hooker. I was stopping at the red light, and he's just like boom, boom, boom. I'm just like, wow, dude, you got nowhere to go and bang this chick, so you're just banging her on the corner,
dude. That's where he had to go.
Sometimes you got to get it done, bro.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, dog. Ari, what are you doing? Throwing up in your mouth? What are you doing there? Are you just doing puppetry the penis with your fucking nutsack?
Picking zits off the side of my leg.
Oh, okay. That was uncomfortable.
I'm going to eat them before I fart in your mouth.
So let's get... Oh, that's fine. Rape, is that before or after you suck my dick?
Dude, I want to suck it all day, every
okay,
day.
Okay, that's fine.
None of that matters.
You can totally suck it off, swallow it, and then add it to the fart.
Stop.
I'm fine with
I don't
that.
Want you to come too
but
fast.
You are sucking my
I don't
dick.
Want you to come too fast. I want to enjoy this.
Don't worry,
you come
dude.
Too fast.
I won't come at all. Okay.
Don't worry. I
this
probably won't
no
even get
this as exciting,
probably won't
right?
even get hard.
I'm gonna be like so upset as I see that fucking Jew melon bobbing
is
up
and
down.
Is he gonna have to look up at you? Is he gonna have
no,
to make eye contact with you?
I'm gonna smack him if he does.
I think he should have to look at you.
The Western Conference is insane.
From blowjobs to basketball.
New Orleans is right there.
You are going to suck that dick. The West is crazy, guys. Basketball.
You're going to taste that nut. So they're
oh,
doing really
no,
good.
No, don't
so
put on
the
underwear.
Who's the second seed?
I got to go since I was going to look at my apartment.
Where are you going? Are you going swimming?
You have a 9-year-old's birthday party to go to?
Guys, you're being very mean to me.
Can we wait till I get my first special on Comedy Central? Can we finish this basketball talk? Or you
yes, New Orleans is right there. They're a half game out.
The Hornets? Oh, the Pelicans, right?
Yeah, they are. Yes. He's been doing all this without Drew Holiday, which is insane. He's hardly been playing.
Davis half hurt, half not. I know they're going to vote on MVP before the season's over. They always do that, which is stupid. But, like, they should wait to see if New Orleans makes the playoffs. Because if they do, I'm giving Davis my MVP vote.
I wouldn't.
Are your votes counted?
I agree.
No, not this year. Oh. Well, last year, next year. But
every other year they count?
Yeah. Here's some fallouts. I'll see how far down the line I am.
Perfect. See, here's the thing about big men when they come into the NBA. And you got to think, this is only his third year. Anthony Davis is only, I think it's only his third year or fourth year.
Is that the one with the big eyebrows?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that guy is
when a
looking.
Big man comes in the NBA, they get hurt because it's so physical down there. They're big guys, but they're still boys.
And up and down on the knees and the ankles when you're big like that and your joints and everything's slamming down.
So, like, big guys kind of get hurt early. And then later on, point guards start getting hurt as they're wear and tear and they're doing the hard cuts. So he's got to add a lot of bulk to his thing to really stop getting hurt so much. He's really got to add some bulk. But they're going to get – dude, here's how I think it's going to finish.
Dude, shit, game-winning threes.
I'm going to say how I think the Western Conference is going to finish. Number one will be
Golden State
Warriors. Yeah. Number two – Los Angeles Clippers.
Ooh.
Number three.
Shut up. Let me look at these standings.
Number three is the Houston Rockets. Number four is Portland. Number five is San Antonio. Number six is the Memphis Grizzlies. Number seven is the Dallas Mavericks. Number eight will be the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, which is an interesting...
Oh, the Clippers are only a game and a half back.
And Houston plays San Antonio twice in a row. Clippers could easily win out. If Clippers win out and San Antonio wins out, we get the second seed. Because we have a better... We beat San Antonio 2 out of 3. So, first round, Golden State wins, Clippers win, Houston wins, San Antonio wins.
Memphis wins. When's Memphis?
Memphis would play Houston, and they would lose.
Houston, the first round.
What?
What are they going to get, the 4 and the 5? How's that going?
Houston will be the 3, Memphis will be the 6.
The 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could happen. There's 2 games separating all of them right now.
Yeah, so they're going to fall to the 6.
That is tight.
They're going to get bounced. Second round, Clippers, Houston. Clippers have won 2 out of 3 from them.
Houston's good.
Houston is good. Clippers, number one offense in the NBA.
Sam does these matchups. He just looks at the craziest stats. No, we get them on their home court. 4 in the last 6 years. We beat them 2 out of 3 on their home court. It's just like,
Sabermetrics. A lot of the people that look at numbers like that are oftentimes correct. I'm not saying that's how I...
Armometrics.
By the way, why are you standing like Wiggins right now? That's how Wiggins always stands.
Who's Wiggins?
Andrew Wiggins, Minnesota. Second round, listen to this.
Basketball.
Clippers beat Houston. San Antonio beats the Golden State Warriors. They just curb stomp them in San... What?
Yeah,
no, I don't think so.
Golden State's going to win it all.
Who wants a bag of bets?
First of all,
who
I'm not doing
a bag of bets
after
this?
Hearing the fucking fart thing. I don't want to bet anybody on this
bag
show.
Bag of bets this.
Bag of bets.
If what? Golden State takes on San Antonio will win. You say they won't. Bag of bets.
Here's the deal. I only
Who's
said
willing?
That to be annoying because I don't know anything about basketball. So for me to actually
Who's willing?
The team,
Who's willing? Are you willing to do it? Frank the Mexican.
Frank, I'll be on your side, but I can't pick from the bag.
What's the worst thing in the bag of bets?
What's in the bag?
No, that's not it. We pull it out.
Well, I'm not going to eat farts or drink cum or lick your dicks.
If you want to be on the show, you got to do a bag of bets eventually. Right, Ari? If he's going to be on the show, he's going to get
it. You can't force him. It's got to be something he's sure of.
Are you sure that Golden State's going to win?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's assured of it. So he should bag a bet.
Really?
You got
to
bag a bet sometime.
No, I mean, all right. San Antonio's good, but I know Golden State's really good.
Okay. So are you willing to bag a bet? Sit?
They might not even play.
Yeah, that's true. They
if
might
they
not
don't
even...
play, that doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
But
if they do play,
I take San Antonio.
I'll take Golden State.
Will you bag a bet? Sit? All right. Aaron, get in the bag. Bring out the bag.
Hold on.
Before you pick out. Let John Huff pick it up. But before you do.
Well, we always let the person with the biggest tits pull it out.
Before you do, for the hashtag, is it bag O-Bets or bag of bets?
Bag of bets.
Oh, yeah. Not bag of bets.
No, bag of bets.
You're so Irish. Oh, the bag of bets.
Here we go.
Tie to tie.
Here we go.
Bag of bets.
Bag of bets.
I'm trying to
Here we go.
So excited about this.
Read it off.
Don't look, Sam.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to open the fucking... There's multiple pieces of paper here.
It's just the top one.
Okay, yeah. Tweet. Okay, who the... Tweet and Instagram, S ingrown dudes quite blew
okay,
this guy in the bathroom.
You have to tweet
what?
5 times on Instagram and that you just sucked this guy's dick in the bathroom. On Twitter or Instagram.
How annoying.
Yeah. Right. You just got to stand next to this guy and All take right. a picture like, I just sucked this guy's dick in the bathroom.
All right.
I have to do it 5 times.
Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
5 times what? And how long?
You just got to put it up there.
Well, how about this? It's whenever the other person wants. Does that make sense? So it's five times.
Five times, but it's the other person.
Okay, the other guy gets to pick who you
yeah, yeah, you. You're
so
betting
that means,
him.
So that means, yeah. So like if yeah. you win, yeah. if you win, and I have to do it, you get to, you tell me which five times. So you're like, all right, you get to do it today,
Ari.
Five.
Ari, yeah. you have to retweet us because he's got like five followers. It's his parents and his like girlfriend.
All my cousins and shit.
I got a lot
Well,
more.
Hold on. Let's wait to see if they even play.
No.
No. No.
Well,
no.
Are they still going to play?
The deal is,
yeah, 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 all right.
if they play, you have Golden State, I have San Antonio.
Okay.
I say San Antonio is going to beat them in the series. You say Golden State is. Loser has to tweet that he wants to, that he just blew this guy five times.
All right. Do you have to take a picture of a dude?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to take a picture with the guy. Like either hold him or stand next to him.
Yeah.
And you gotta say, I totally sucked this guy's dick in the bathroom.
Strangers?
Yeah. Strangers? Or anybody. Oh, okay. Anybody.
Is this the same guy over and over? Is this the same guy over and over? Five different dudes? Oh. Okay, I thought it was like the same guy. I sucked his dick again.
I would say it's once a day for five days over a week period. Once a day.
All right.
No, it could be all five guys in one day. It has to be done within a week.
It has okay. to be done within a week, but it has. Okay, so you're not going to.
Is
tell
it at your
when.
Discretion?
Yeah, it's at the.
Other the other guy gets a pick.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Outside a bathroom. It's got to be outside a bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Okay.
I was worried that
I
it was.
Know, gonna, I know, and hey, whole, hey, there's no like a second tweet or Instagram going, I'm just joking, this is for a podcast. No mention of it other than the.
I do think you should be able to put hashtag bag of bets. I do think you should be able to do that.
I agree. My opinion means nothing.
I'll agree to that.
All right, hashtag bag of bets.
Hashtag bag of bets. All right, that's it.
So I'll be watching my back when I'm coming out of the bathroom at the Comedy Store now, and Frank
you might get
takes,
Frank,
takes a picture of me and goes, yeah, I just blew this guy. I just got my thumbs up. Yeah.
And don't, everybody's trying to add to it. I'm sure they're going to add to it. They're like, you should actually have to fuck that guy in the bathroom.
It might be too bad.
Nobody's going to say that. No one's like, dude, you should actually have to fuck that guy. Question, do we add anything to this?
Yeah.
What do we add to it?
Take it out or add. What can we add to it?
You have to take a picture with a dick.
So wait, now you're, are you putting that back in the bag?
Yeah, it goes
you're
back in the bag. We make it worse.
Ah. Okay.
So, like, we had to watch a gay porn writer video about it, then you add Viagra to it.
Yeah.
And then gay porn, make a book report about it.
Okay.
You know?
What should we add to this that would make it worse?
Pictures, bag of bents.
Maybe, oh, I know.
Shirtless?
No, I know what it is. Instead of tweeting it, tweet a screenshot of the text message that you send to your mother. I just fucked this guy in the bathroom.
No!
No
I
way.
I will not agree to that.
I will not agree to that. I think that's hilarious.
Because his mother's dead. That's why.
My mom would still think that's pretty hilarious.
My mom is alive,
and I would never do that to her in a million years.
I have a very different relationship with my mom.
I'm just going to throw that back in.
Or I'll just say make it like...
No, you got to have something to
it. Has to be...
Really?
You gotta go to a gay nightclub five times.
You gotta be outside of Trunks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's it. Outside Rage or Trunks.
Okay.
Right outside.
Oh, no, outside of Studs, the theater, the porno theater.
No. You have to go. We're gonna take this out. You have to go to a gay bar and take five pictures with gay go-go dancers.
Shirt off.
Shirt.
Their shirt has shirt to be off. Your shirt has
your
to be
shirt off.
Your shirt has to be off. If theirs is, even better.
All right. Do you have a pen, Aaron? Okay, so I'm taking this. Tweet five pictures of you with go-go dancers at a gay bar. Shirts off.
Drag queens? Can drag queens be allowed?
Yes. I know that. How happy are you? Wow. That got... Okay. I can't open this, but that's fine. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Bag of bets. Getting deep.
Bag of bets. And by the way, if you guys want to make your own bag of bets, please tweet in to Punch Drunk Sports or anything. Let us know what your bets are against each other. Call in if you have one. We'd love to like promote it. If your own bag of bets. Somebody did it with their brother once, right?
Yeah.
Good analysis, Sam.
Do you want me to do analysis and write the thing? What else do you want me to do? come up with the title of the fucking thing. Come up with this. Upload it. Send fucking Vicente money. What else do I got to do?
Writing is not your strong point.
You seem fun.
I'm a good writer. All right, man. That was fun. Boom. Somebody's gonna be blowing dudes in the bathroom.
Just,
someone's gonna
I think it's just
be
that was taking
that
pictures
cop.
Of dudes and saying he blew them, not actually blowing dudes in the bathroom.
All right, guys. That's it. Okay. I think the playoffs are gonna get fucking crazy. Dude, anybody, I believe, 6 and up.
Yeah. You don't think Oklahoma City has a chance if they make the playoffs?
No. Not without Kevin Durant. But that guy, Sam Presti, is the best GM in NBA. Dude, they get that Cantor for fucking nothing. And that guy's doing 18 and 16s all the time. He's a legit scorer. Like, he's a legit scorer. That guy is lighting up the NBA. And, dude, he's perfect on that team. If they can get back Kevin Durant, which I don't know they're going to be able to afford him, and Ford Cantor, dude, that team's
is
great.
Is Durant just injured?
Yeah.
Out for the season, right?
Yeah. Because he's got those fucking, the problem is, here's the rule. If you're going to be an NBA player who does a doc on about you and you going through the season, you're going to get hurt. Yeah. Everybody who does that, it's like, they get fucking hurt.
It's like being on the cover of those video games and shit. That's all cursed. It's like, don't do that.
So they do this thing, and now he signed a $300 million Nike deal, got this doc going. It's the pressure that he was coming back as MVP, reigning MVP. There's so much pressure to get him back on the court. And they just got him back too quickly, and he fucked his foot up. And now you got to start watching yourself, because he's 7 foot. I know he's an elite player, but, man, when those wheels start getting hurt, that's bad on himself, especially a guy who's supposed to be that mobile. And he's never going to get the guy who gets big like LeBron. Who
they don't bulk up. They just
get, well, he doesn't, because he's just super skinny. Yeah. I mean, LeBron James is slowly becoming a power forward.
Yeah, but because of his physique, you worry less about him rolling an ankle or smashing a knee when you see it's the tall, thin dudes and the awkward dudes that come down or the guys with no form, meaning their body is just a, and there's no definition at all, and you're like, you're kind of like fat, but you're an athlete, and
right.
And those people carry fat around their waist. They carry shitty
knees. We call them baseball players.
Well, right, but also I'm thinking of that. What was that, Big Baby Davis or whatever for the Celtics?
Oh, dude, he's on the Clippers.
Okay, but when he was on the Celtics, when he first showed up there, I don't know what he looks like now, but he was
he's still big, but he's leaned up a little bit. For as much as that guy can lean up,
yeah, because you have to if you're gonna survive. With any longevity in the NBA.
That guy, oof, he's a big dude. He's 320, dude.
That's fucking too big to be jumping up and down, man. That's an NFL, lineman is 320.
You like baseball? 50. Bless you, Ari. Do you like baseball? Do you like football?
I like football. I've started to like football less and less after last season, and just disliking so many of the players, and the commissioner's kind of an ass. And football, for me,
have you heard the crazy trade they want to do? Chicago trading Cutler to Tennessee for the second pick in the draft. They'd have to give up more than just that pick. They'd have to give up a couple picks to get that second pick because they want to take Mariota.
Yeah, I figured they were going to go after Mariota. I would be fine with Cutler going anywhere. Get him out of there. You know what I mean? I just feel
they think that he might do better in Tennessee because he's from Vanderbilt, and it's kind of where he went to college.
He's not going
to
do anywhere better until he accepts help.
Did you ever see what his wife tweeted?
No.
His wife?
What's his wife?
Kristen. What's his wife? That's a female that he married.
What's his wife's name?
Kristen Cavallari.
She tweeted something tweets Jay Cutler with children. With
what?
Basically, the tweet is that she went on a trip, a business trip, and she lands. Jay Cutler is like, hey, dude, where are you? These kids are acting crazy. I got to get out of here. And she's like, I'm on a business trip. He's like, you're going to just leave the kids. In the middle, I got to go do stuff. And it's like, no, you got to take care of the children.
But was he tweeting that, or was he?
She tweeted the conversation.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody likes them. And you know what, that chick, it's like, you had kids with an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, any other
and
reason?
Look, other than, I don't know anything about his personality. I just know what he looks like. I just know how his body language reads to me as a fan. So it's like not impressive. And
dude, when he set out that Green Bay game, when he's like, I don't want to get hit, at that point, I would have cut him. I would have cut him.
I'm good also, I, look, bye. Look, man, I, maybe he did have bad did you find knees anything? Or whatever. Like, right now. You know, maybe he was injured. You know, he claimed to.
His remember when his girlfriend, oh, they broke up? What you got?
Cutler writes, need you home ASAP. All hell has broken loose. Yeah. Jax is in his crib. Cam refuses to eat. I'm about to leave.
His kids.
And his her response is, I'm out of town?
Yeah, she was like on a trip.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's like, I gotta go. You gotta get over here.
But I think, well, the way she was saying, it was like, when he sent those, she felt more, it was like, you know, jokingly, like, oh, fuck, like a frazzled parent, and that's why she posted it. But then everyone, like, took it a different way. That's what she says. She thought of it more like, oh, look, he's fucking, this is a dad who can't handle two kids.
Right,
you know?
She posted because she found it amusing, and everyone else is like, this guy wants to abandon his children!
Well, she is completely, she's thrown him under the bus before. Like, when they were together and he broke up, he's like, I'm calling it off. She's like, that motherfucker wasn't hurt in the playoff game. He just didn't want to play and get hit anymore. And then they got back to her. She's like, I'm not kidding. That's what she does. She throws him under the bus, and then she feels bad, and she takes it back.
Well, I've never been an NFL quarterback, man. It can't be easy.
It's he's the number one highest paid player in the NFL. No sympathy, dog.
I'm not sympathizing with him.
You
I'm
want just, me to cry for you?
Are you
shed
why are you trying to massage him? I'm trying to massage him so much. Why are you
why are you massaging for a guy you don't like?
Why are you
massaging,
bro?
You're such a massager about it.
Why are you massaging?
You're massaging.
A happy ending.
Hey, I got a question. Did you guys just learn the word massager and decided to use it today? All
you're
I'm saying.
You're a misogynist, man.
I'm a misogynist.
Yeah, that's
right. Why are you nisting, bro?
Try to deny it.
Try to deny that you're not massaging this motherfucker.
I'm just saying. There's probably a bunch of shit we might not understand or know anything about. I'm not saying I like him. I'm not saying I want him to stay on the team. I'd be fine with him going to Tennessee. I don't give a shit. Because I really don't think the Bears, even if the Bears got whoever the next elite quarterback is, they're still going to suck. Because they've made terrible decisions the last 5 to 10 to 15 years.
You know what I like? Bills. I think the Bills.
I've always liked
dude,
the Bills
because
they suck.
I know Percy Harvin seems an asshole, but there comes a time where you start realizing you're working your way out of the NFL that you kind of have a mindset. They got him. They got Marshall. If they can get a quarterback, do we actually throw these two guys
the ball? The Bills got Marshall? Brandon Marshall?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he stayed with the Jets. He went from the Jets to the Bills?
Did Brandon Marshall go to the Jets?
Yeah, I thought he went to
the Bills. Where'd
no, I
he
thought
go?
He went to the Jets.
Let me look it up.
I'm pretty sure he went to the Jets because Rex Ryan went to the Bills.
I thought he went to the Bills. Ari, where did Brandon Marshall go? Bills or Jets?
Jets.
Oh, he went to the Jets. Okay, my bad. I thought they had gotten both of them, but like great pickup.
Yep.
Dude.
I don't follow free agency. Instead, I just wait for the season to start, and I'm like, when did he start playing for this team?
Yeah. Yeah. So is that the same time you hit puberty? Now, Ari, a lot of mock drafts. Have you guys taken Gurley from Georgia?
I'm into it.
Would you like that?
I'd love it. I would love it. You kidding me? That'd be perfect.
How about you, John? Who do you want Chicago to take besides your on your Facebook?
Honestly, I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't. I mean, look,
it's literally baseball and that's it?
No, I like hockey. I like the Blackhawks.
Oh.
If the Bulls were to pull it together, I'd root for them. I mean, I root for the Bears. I'll watch the games. I don't think anything they're going to do with any picks this season, they're going to amount to anything. It doesn't matter if they had number one picks across the, if they were the only one picked number one every like we got the oh no, we like if they could take everybody that was good, they still have fucking problems in the upper. I'd like to here's what I'm excited for. I'd like to see what John Fox can do. John Fox,
or Fox the comic from Seattle.
Yes, John Fox, the comic from Seattle.
He's going to run the San Francisco comedy competition and Chicago.
And coach the Bears to a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah. I would tell you this. Do you know John Fox is the first coach the Bears ever hired that had previous
head coaching experience.
How
ever.
Crazy is that?
Ever.
Wow, really?
It's fucking ignorant. It's wow. The most, when I read that stat, I was so angry. I was like, so you've been doing this fucking wrong since you won, like, you got lucky in 85.
Yeah.
You put together an amazing defense. You got lucky with the volatile personalities of Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan working well together. And then after that season, it was shit. And yeah. Before that season, it was shit. So to tell me you're hiring coaches that don't have any head coaching experience, it's like, why? Just so you can, what, control them? Tell them what to do? Bring in someone with their own opinion that's coached a team that's been to a fucking Super Bowl before, like John Fox.
Yep. Lost them, but been there.
Yeah, look.
I'm sorry, did I just shit on your birthday
No,
cake?
But going there is a start. We went with, like, Lovie Smith, except for the year Lovie Smith took the Bears to the Colts.
Yeah, with Rex Grossman.
Right, but Lovie Smith should have been fired 2 seasons before that. And they still had him there. And they went, and Rex Grossman came in. Kyle Lawton won that season, and Rex
but
Grossman
But that argument
came in
makes
Super
no
Bowl.
Sense if he got them to the Super Bowl. So why should he have been fired two years earlier?
No, because, okay, then I take back what I say. John Fox might have gone to the Super Bowl and not won it. He's got to win in Chicago. You can't just go and not win.
You're right.
Jim Kelly's been to four.
Yeah.
And everybody fucking kind of makes fun of him. You know what I mean? When you go, you have to win. Like
nobody talked about the Miami Heat went to 4 straight NBA Finals. Nobody... when they talk about the Bills, everyone's like, 4 straight Super Bowl, that's insane. Nobody ever talks about the fact the Miami Heat went to 4 straight NBA titles. That's insanity. And I know the East wasn't that great at that time, but still.
And also, who were the 4 straight titles? Who were all the players on the teams? Like, the Bills
LeBron,
went to...
LeBron, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade.
Right, okay. So the Bills went to 4 Super Bowls. Jim Kelly was probably the only guy there for all 4.
That's not true.
Not the only, but one of... Thurman Thompson.
There's a ton of people there. The wide receiver, what's his name? He was there for all of them.
So their starting crew was back for 4 Super Bowls in a row.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Everyone hates the Heat. That's what I can tell you.
It was for free agency. So you had to stay with your team back then. You didn't have to lose players ever back then.
Yeah. And everybody gives LeBron shit for leaving. And
then free agency came in like early 90s.
LeBron just didn't want to be Karl Malone, didn't want to be Kevin Garnett in Minnesota, who played 10 years for a team. They did nothing to get – wasn't their fault because the NBA did something I know they'll never do again. They took away Minnesota's 5 straight first-round picks because of some inside dealing they tried to do. That crippled that franchise. That franchise is just now getting over that.
I also think what the fuck was I going to just say about Miami Heat? Oh, I never questioned why LeBron left Cleveland, but the way he did it was so pompous and arrogant.
He agreed, and I agree.
And I get it. You're an athlete. You play at a professional level. You're probably pompous and arrogant as it is, just by nature. But it was obnoxious.
I've been in Hollywood long enough to know that anybody who gets to that level isn't like, golly shucks, I'm just hanging out, and all this good stuff's happening. You know, when you watch all these people win awards, they're like, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe I'm here. You paid a publicist $5,000 a month to make sure you get there. I mean, it's like, it's just like, you know, it's like at that level, everything is cutthroat. I just think it is. It's just the way it is. You got to cut throats. You got to do whatever you can. Ari.
Yeah.
He's brushing his tooth.
UFC. You want to talk some UFC? And then we'll get out of here.
Absolutely. When's
By the way, Ari,
fight?
Where are you going to be? You were not there.
This is all the fire. I ain't going to be anywhere.
Okay, you're going to Australia, right? Got cut. What happened?
Some shit came up.
All right, that's cool. Something good came up, right? You got some good stuff.
Something good came up, but
you
I'm
do another TV show, movie.
So I pushed it back. I pushed it back to October. So all the Australian fans, I'm sorry. But I'll try to add Perth with it, and I'm really sorry, but we got to push it back. Wow, I was so excited about leaving my computer or my phone at home for 4 weeks.
Yeah, but you're going to do good stuff. Got something good coming, right?
Yeah, but I really wanted to do that too.
I wish you could tell us what cool shit you got going on. I'm excited.
I'm in a jerk-off competition, Sam. Awesome. It's the big one.
UFC, dude, are we ever going to – I want to talk to this connection. Are you afraid I'm going to do something weird with them? I'm not going to be weird. I just want to send them an email, seeing if we can get press credentials. We gotta start doing.
We got him for punch and sports. We gotta apply at the right time.
Yeah, just let me. Well, I don't know when that time. What am I supposed?
I'll walk you through on the phone. Once I get an apartment in the next day or two, I'll walk you through it. I'll walk through it on the phone. All right. We can sit at the computer together and walk and do it.
All right. Well, I think we should end a little early.
I got a question. Will you be doing any 420 show?
I will. Oh. No, I don't know where I'll be for sure yet. No, 420 show.
Did you book another show?
No. The Store 20 show last year was great.
Duh, dude, that was fantastic.
I remember that.
Store 20.
Store 20.
It's never called a media. Store 20, it's happening.
A lot of great shit going on, Ari.
All right. Well, listen, you guys, you've been great. John Huck, pleasure seeing you. Everybody, look at his story on This Is Not Happening. Go, This Is Not Happening, John Huck. I'm pretty sure we spelled his name wrong in the credits, which is very embarrassing.
How
I did a fucking movie, and they put my goddamn name wrong on the fucking front of the box. It's J-O-N. People just like, it's J-O-N, J-O-H-N. They always just put an H in there.
Maybe you should change it to J-O-H-N.
Yeah, totally, dude. I should.
Maybe
you're right.
First. Guys, you can take some
I feel like
around.
I lost John Huck with an N as a friend on this show. Seems very sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
Ari, quick, what should be the name of this episode?
John Huck.
What was the question?
What should be the name of the episode?
Dirty Buttholes and Sports Talk?
No, I've learned. Dude, I'm starting to realize.
Come on.
Nobody wants to see Dirty Buttholes?
No. The title of the episode has so much to do with how many people download. It's so weird.
No, it's...
So, like, if we go really dirty, nobody listens to it.
First bag of bets?
Mm-hmm. No. It's like, how about Fart Funnel Explained?
Yeah.
Fart Funnel Explained.
And opening day.
Yeah.
And then say a bunch of other stuff about sports.
Opening day of Fart Funnel Explained.
You describe it later. Describe it later. It's just a title.
All right. Fart Funnel Explained. Fart Funnel Explained.
Fart Funnel.
Ari, where are you going to be tonight?
The stand.
Yep, go fuck yourself.
That was hilarious.
I know it's a little early, but I feel like we just talked about a million things, and I feel like leaving a little early.
Cool.
John, did you have fun, or was
I
this
did,
just
man.
Weird?
No, it's not weird.
This was fun, dude. This was a lot of fun.
This was a good episode, man. We've been really starting to hit, and I just want to say again, man, I'm going to be in Atlanta at the Laughing Skull, but I want to say that you guys, we asked you guys to help us, and a lot of you guys did, and you know, the fact that we have 3,000 to 4,000 more listeners is definitely showing that the drunk punchers went out and tried to get some people to listen, and some people stuck around. You know, a lot of people think this is just a sports show, and John will attest that it's not just a sports show. It's a homoerotic tale of friendship, and maybe that should be the name of the episode.
Homoerotic tale of friendship. Semicolon, homoerotic.
But it's fun, and it just tell anybody, and like, you guys want us to talk about stuff, we love for you guys. We're dealing with how we're going to, I want to get back to having everybody on video and having our calls come in. We're dealing with go-to meetings, or we're going to deal with this really high-end Skype thing. I'm dealing with it. Once I get that going, I'm going to focus on it this week. We'll get up and running. We appreciate all the support you guys have. We love Punch Drunk Punchers. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for buying our t-shirts. Thanks for putting the word out. Guys, thanks for making this one of the top sports comedy podcasts out there.
I also have a new podcast coming out on All Things Comedy called Hollywood Anonymous with Brian Irwin. So if you,
what's that about?
It's people's... It gets the name Hollywood Anonymous from me and Brian having 30 years together in Hollywood, and nobody knows who the fuck we are at all. So that's the anonymous part. But our guests are going to be everybody from – we've had like Matt Fultron and then guys that work at Brian's building downtown. And just if you moved out here for with a purpose, we want to know why, how, what was your story
like
on getting out here. And then we usually do about an hour with everybody and then bring them back to finish because we can't do their whole story in an hour. So
It's
like we get to a certain point. Let's cut it here. Let's bring you back for another episode later on down the line.
Cool. So. Also, check out the International Bad Boys Hour. It's been going really funny. We had Eric Myers on last night.
He's very funny.
That guy's story of where he was and where he is inspiring, and it's pretty great. And The show's been, and guys, thank you for all the positive words on Twisted, man. I do this rant show for an hour, and like 12 people listen to it, but they all love it.
But
so,
there are 12 listeners.
Yeah, they listen to it, 12 man. Sweet and ass everybody people. Says none but great things. I'm trying not to yell and swear so much, but everybody loves it, and I just enjoy doing it. So thank you for all the support, man. Everything's been going great. We'll keep it going for you. Check out Caveman Coffee, Punch Drunk Sports. Use the promo code. Check out PunchDrunkSports.com. If you want to write for the website, let us know. We're the most interactive sports show out there. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Frank. Where can they check? What's your? Oh, you're John Huck on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, at John Huck. JonHuck.
Frank C. Comedy.
And Aaron, what's yours? You run the board for all my shows.
Hilarious.
Can you talk into the mic and tell them that, how to spell it?
Sure, it's Hilarious. HILARONOUS.
Yes. Thank you so much. You guys have been great. Another great episode. We'll have Joe Bartnick here talk
hockey.
Hockey playoffs next week.
Honky's talking hockey.
We got a lot of great stuff going on. All right, you guys are best. We'll talk to you soon.